Good morning, everyone. Are you well? Yeah. Good. Have you had a good week? I've had a bit of a strange week. I've had a very busy week at work, and then I've had a day off on Friday, which was, a day off to do some painting. But that was good. That was a blessing, really. And, that's been good. And earlier in the week, we were, at the prayer meeting, we were praying for, one of the things we were praying for was, in these changing times, some clarity. God to bring clarity. So it's interesting, Stephen's talking about clarity just then. And one of the things I was listening to door frame painting, and one of the things I was listening to was a podcast, and it was talking about King David, and it was saying about how King David, although he didn't get everything right in his life, some things he just went completely wrong, didn't they? But the one thing he got right was he knew who was Lord of his life. So when you look at Goliath, when he turned up and he saw Goliath on that hillside shouting out against the Israelites, he knew that that was an offense to his Lord God. He was coming against God's people. And he had that insight, and he knew who was Lord of his life. And even as he became king of Israel later on, he still had that attitude and knowledge that he wasn't really the king. The king was the King of Kings. And that brought great clarity to how he worked and how he led his life. So I just thought I'd use that as a bit of an introduction today. And that might help you if you're in a particular situation where you're looking for clarity, or actually maybe the clarity you need is to know that he is king. He's still on the throne. He's got everything in his hands. And he knows the end from the beginning. So, if you're worried about something, then maybe, seek that clarity. He is Lord. Give that to him. So use that as a bit of an introduction. And I think that probably fits a little bit with what I want to share with you today. So last week we had, we were really blessed, weren't we, with Tim coming to share with us all the way from Colombia. One of the things that really stuck out for me was about tending a garden. He spoke about, this tending a garden and maintaining a close walk with the Lord. And and being in God's presence, dwelling in his presence. And we have to maintain that in our own lives. And this week I came across, as I was just seeking the Lord for what to share with you today, I came across an interesting parable. And it's found in Mark chapter 4, verse 26. So if you want to turn to that, that's Mark chapter 4:26, and it's the only parable. It's only found in Mark, and it's the parable of the growing seed. And as I read through this, I thought that's a really interesting parable, and I thought I haven't heard anyone speak on it. So I thought this might be something that I can bring to you today, which is new. So let's read this together, shall we? So this is Jesus speaking. So this is Mark chapter 4, verse 26. He also said this: "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up. The seed sprouts and grows, although he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces corn. First the stalk, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. The parable of the growing seed. This is what the kingdom of God is like, he says. A man scatters seed on the ground, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up. The seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces corn. We've got the stalk, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come. I don't know about you, but that really intrigued me. Because we talk so much, don't we, about, what we need to do. We need to do this, we need to do that. And this bit really, it really stuck out to me. And I thought, oh, that's interesting. All by itself, you know. And I thought, that's an interesting parable to look a little bit more deeper into. Of course, we know the seed is the word of God, don't we? So a little bit earlier in that chapter, you've got the parable of the sower. The seed is the word of God. Isaiah 55 says, verse 9 says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. And there we have it. The word of the Lord is a powerful and effective thing, isn't it? This is the seed. And it's a supernatural seed. Luke chapter 1, 37 says, for nothing is impossible for God. I think other versions said, for no word from the God will ever fail. And I just love that. Nothing is impossible with God. His word will not fail us. So the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is like sowing. That's how it starts off, isn't it, this passage in Mark. And it's so important to sow, isn't it? And we know all about sowing. We've learnt about sowing. Are you sowing in your life? In other people's lives, in those around you? Yes, we are. We're having influence all the time, aren't we? And the question is, what kind of influence are we having to those around us? And what are we sowing? Are we sowing God's word, this powerful, supernatural, living word of God? Are we sowing that into the lives of those around us? 2 Timothy 2. 15 says, do your best to present yourself to God as one who is approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly handles the word of truth. This is the word of truth, and this is the living word of God. And as we go about our lives, we are sowing and sowing into those around us. It says here, verse 27, it says, night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he doesn't know how. And this is the farmer. This is the expert. but he doesn't know how. And I don't know, we just got an allotment fairly recently, and we kind of sow stuff. We got lots of packets of things that we've put in the ground, and it's really interesting to go back and see what's happened. And sometimes they've withered, and sometimes the birds have had them, and sometimes the weeds are up here in the allotment. But there is stuff growing there, and I don't know how it works. It's a miracle, isn't it? And, God's ways are beyond our understanding. God's ways are higher than our ways. And there's something about God's word. Jesus is the word of God, isn't he? He's active and living in our lives. He's doing a work in each of our lives. And so placing our trust in God, we can place our trust in him. And, whether we sleep or whether we get up, well, it doesn't matter. God is still at work in each of our lives. And, we can trust that he will do his work, and he will bring that which has been sown into completion. And I really, really like this parable. Then it goes on, verse 28. It says, "All by itself, the soil produces corn." And it says, in order. There's an order here, isn't there? So first the stalk, and then the ear, and then the full grain in the ear. And, what is the soil, I suppose, I would ask you? What's the soil? I think the soil's our hearts. And I think it's the soil is the hearts of those around about us. It's our families, it's the people, isn't it? I was dwelling on that, and I was kind of thinking, this is talking about the kingdom, isn't it? This is the kingdom of God. And, we are the kingdom. this is why Jesus came. He came for us. He came for the kingdom. And he came to bring life to the kingdom. And, this is what his purposes are for us. God is at work in our lives. He wants us to succeed. He wants us to grow. And he wants us to mature. And he wants us to, have a life abundant, doesn't he? So God's work is in us. All by itself. In our hearts. The soil. And I see two parts to this, and I think they're inextricably linked. I think there's God's part and there's our part, and I think it all goes together. And, as we sow, we grow. there's something about, and this is the life of faith, isn't it? As we step forward and as we do things for God, then he blesses us, and he... and we grow through doing that as well. As we give, we live. there's life that comes from doing and being involved in God's kingdom. And God can use us. He doesn't want us to stagnate. He doesn't want us to just be in a corner. He wants us to have a purpose. He has a plan for us. And then so what we see here is we see this wonderful partnership of God working in our lives, working together with God. And it's a walk, isn't it? It's a walk by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God leading us. And, we're not slaves. We're part of God's family. We're part of the family of God. We are adopted into his family. And we're working together for the family of God. And I see... this is a wonderful picture of the church of God. You know, we've got individually, we've got our hearts, we've got collectively as believers, together, we have the church and our hearts. And this is the soil, isn't it? What a place. And then we've got the kingdom yet to come, which is those outside of the church who will come into the church, because that's the kingdom. That's who we're seeking. And so, I'm really excited by this. I love this kind of picture of what the church is to be. It's a fertile field. I know our allotment, going back to that analogy of our of allotment field, I know the difference between that soil in the allotment and the soil in our garden. Our garden's rocky. And it's, trying to get things to grow there is difficult. But the allotment is just like, massive worms. And it's, it's really good muck, I think the church should be like that. This is our hearts. If everyone's hearts together, we need to be like fertile, receptive hearts for him. And it's about what we plant in our hearts. It plants his good word in our hearts. A fertile field abounding in fruit. And when we're right with God, he works in our hearts, doesn't he? He is the vine and we are the branches. When we abide in him, then strangely enough, it happens, doesn't it? We don't have to work at producing the fruit. He produces his fruit through us. So this is where it says, all by itself, the soil produces corn. Apart from him, we can do nothing. I can do nothing. It's got to be through him. It's got to be through that relationship with Jesus. And that reminded me of a song. And he's still working. He never stops working. Even when I see it, even when I can't see it, he's working. And I did bring a words down on that song. It's Waymaker. And you are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. You are here working in this place. You are here moving in our midst. You are here. Miracle worker, we worship you. You're here touching every heart, healing every heart, mending every heart. You are here turning lives around. This is what Jesus does for us in our lives. He's the miracle worker. He's the promise keeper. He is our light in the darkness. And even when we don't see it, he's still working in our lives. Even when we don't feel it sometimes, maybe we're having a bad day, he's still there working in our lives, because he's planted in us something special, something supernatural. It's the Holy Spirit, and he's working in our lives. And this is just maybe a gradual work. We see this happening in stages here in this parable, don't we? We don't see it all at once. We don't see the end from the beginning. We see little bit stages, a little bit of progression. And I thank God for his patience with me over the years, and his faithfulness and his mercy. But he wants us to grow. He wants us to grow to maturity. And this is the kingdom of God. And it says the kingdom of God, the seed grows. We know not how. He is at work in us. He's at work in our families. He's at work in our neighbors. And my prayer today is that God will just open our eyes to what he's doing in our lives. And he will increase our faith to see what he wants to do and what he wants for each of us. Yeah, the seed we sow is the word of God. And as we share with others what we know, and that's all we're called to do, isn't it? To share what we have. Isn't that amazing to be able to plant us of that seed, that word of God, that eternal living word of God. And it's powerful and effective, and it will not return without completing what God wants it to achieve. So yeah, I just wanted to paint that picture today. The church here, us, the kingdom of God, a living garden, a fertile place of goodness, a place where seeds can grow, where we can mature and grow. And it's a place where God can work incredible mysteries. You know, we do not know how. And we don't see the end from the beginning. But he sees the potential in each one of us. And he knows what he wants us to do. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And as we draw to the end of this parable, it says about the harvest, doesn't it? The harvest has come. And when the harvest comes, he puts this, the farmer here puts the sickle in. And that's something as well. We're not just called to be sowers, but we're called to be reapers, aren't we? And, you know, there's an end game that God is producing in each one of us. When we are ripe, the harvest will come. You know, we're not on some kind of endless time scale here. You know, God has plans for us. And there's a glory to come. So I just encourage you that it's there is more. There's an eternal life to come with God. And when the time is right, he's going to come and collect in that harvest. And God, Jesus will be coming for his bride. And there's a time when we will reap the rewards for what we've sown. Praise God. Are you looking forward to that harvest time? Are you looking forward to that harvest time? Yeah? I am. Are you praying for the harvest? You know, there's things that have been sown. There's, you know, you can see that ground. Maybe in your own life, in your own situations. Are you praying that harvest in? There's a specific time, isn't there, for harvest. And sometimes that time sits with God. We don't know quite when that harvest will occur. You know, we are new to growing stuff. And, you know, I'm kind of anxious to see some stuff. And I went over and pulled up an onion just to see what, just to see how big it was underneath the ground. And, you know, it wasn't quite ready, but it did taste good. And there's a harvest coming. We need to know what to look for. You know, we need to be ready. You know, there's seeds that other people perhaps have planted in people's hearts. And maybe our role in this is to be the reaper. And sometimes we reap what other people have sown. And yeah, just encourage you, just to be observant as you go about your lives, just looking for that harvest and pray for that harvest. You know, we need to be ready to bring in this glorious harvest for the kingdom. We're just sowers and reapers, not of sweet corn, but of souls for the kingdom. And it starts with us, doesn't it? I think you get in the picture. And I don't think Jesus here was advocating something, you know, some kind of no-dig approach, you know, just throw the seed in and it will deal with itself. You know, I think this is something which is, we are involved in this harvest. You know, we're abiding in him, and it's trusting in God that God will do his harvest in our lives as well as the people around us and the people that we know. So prepare the ground of your hearts. Plant the good seed of his word. And, You know, this picture of how the kingdom of God should be. You know, this fertile field, a place of growth, a place where sowing is good, and a place where the harvest is plentiful. It's a picture of the church mobilized and growing in stature, growing in maturity, trusting in God, God as the head gardener. And, you know, we're in harmony, we're in partnership with him. He's our miracle worker, isn't he? And, you know, he never stops working with us. Let's pray, shall we? Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can partake, Lord, of your miracles in our lives, Lord. We, each one of us, Lord, is a miracle. And we just want to thank you, Lord, that you came down from heaven and to save us, to rescue us, Lord, to give us that abundant life. And we just want to pray, Lord, Lord, that we will, Lord, be able to be sowers and reapers for you. Lord, thank you, Lord, for the kingdom. We are the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God living through us. Lord, we just want to see a wonderful harvest in this place. We want to see your growth, Lord. And we want to see your life, Lord, in us, Lord, and through us. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for all you want to do in our lives, Lord, and help us, Lord, to sow good things, Lord, wherever we go. In the name of Jesus. Amen.